Well, if you're a Michigan farmer, you know how difficult and expensive it can be to run your farm business, especially with any number of legal challenges that may exist. And that's where the Michigan Community Mediation Association can help. Joining us today is Corey Martin, Executive Director of the Michigan Community Mediation Association. Corey, what are some of the new and exciting things happening within the program?
One of the biggest things is a recent training that we conducted. It's a statewide training so that we could get more mediators trained to impact more people throughout the state of Michigan.
And Corey, with that training, I understand that it allows you and your team to be able to handle family issues as well as business issues. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So that's one of the biggest advancements this year heading into the ag program that we do for the state of Michigan. The recent training included the representatives from the Farm Services Agency, as well as a representative from the USDA. And it actually allowed everyone to get a glimpse into some of their advancements that, like you said, go beyond just the scope of what we traditionally thought the program would entail. That, you know, traditionally it's land rights, land usage, those types of disputes. But now that ag mediation can really involve family matters and business matters as well.
Corey, I want to pivot now and talk about the upcoming Great Lakes Expo, December 5th through 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I understand that you and your team will be there for the event. Is that right, Corey?
Yeah, we sure will be. So I was there last year. It's a great opportunity to meet other nonprofits. And we are down really that organizational row. We'll be with some of our counterparts, some of the state agencies as well, providing information and opportunities to partake in some of our program offerings live and in person.
Once again, Corey Martin, Executive Director of the Michigan Community Mediation Association. For more information, visit their website at michiganmediates.org.